On April 1st, the National Flood Insurance Program increased premiums in designated high-risk areas, like Green Island, by 25%. Mayor Ellen McNulty Ryan says the future of the village, where about 2,600 people live, is at stake.
Since the National Flood Insurance Program was adopted in 1978, we've had a total of 5 reported claims in all that time, 3 of which were awarded a settlement, totaling $29,308. In that same period of time, Green Island homeowners have paid over $3 million in insurance premiums. The last time we had any real damage here in a flood was 1936, and there's a lot of things that have changed that have made it so we don't have the flooding here anymore.
Those changes include expanded capacity at the Sacandaga Reservoir, upgraded dams, and the construction of I-787. McNulty Ryan and the officials want the Canal Corporation to initiate a new hydrology study to determine actual potential flooding impact. They also want clarification of how flood rates are determined. Residents have toughed it out, but the officials say change is overdue.
A sample of a homeowner in Green Island has an unpaid mortgage of $19,227. The replacement value of the home is $211,000. The person's homeowner's insurance is $990. Their flood insurance this year is $2,452. It's estimated next year it will be $3,065, and it's estimated in 17 that it'll be $3,800.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy stressed that flood maps need to be updated ASAP to reflect actual conditions in the village.
The money's there. We need to have our partners in government have the canals give us that money to do a study immediately.
Since 1979, residents of Green Island have paid the highest premiums in the county, despite filing the fewest number of flood insurance claims. Assemblyman John McDonald pointed out there's been a lack of FEMA funding to finish the updated maps. FEMA is the lead agency on floodplain mapping and sets flood insurance policies in accordance with federal laws.
This has been a very challenging issue, and what's really challenging about it is it's hitting good middle-class families, people who want to live in Green Island, want to stay in Green Island.
Calls to FEMA were not immediately returned. A Canal Corporation official tells WAMC that Green Island is out of that agency's jurisdiction. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.